Dragon Moon by Carol Wilkinson. Read by Caroline Lee. It was raining hard, but the sky was cloudless. And it wasn't raindrops that were falling on Baybye Palace, but arrows. They pelted down, bouncing off flagstones and walls. The inner courtyards of the palace were usually quiet, peaceful places, but today the wind brought sounds of war, the battle cries of soldiers, the rumbling of drums, the clash of weapons. People were shouting. Hurried footsteps echoed around the courtyard as a squad of the Duke of Yarn's soldiers ran across the flagstones, trying to buckle their blue and gold tunics with one hand as they held shields over their heads with the other. Arrows fell around them. Just one managed to hit a target, digging deep into the thigh of a soldier. He fell to his knees, clutching his leg. Ping watched from a doorway as a crossbow bolt tipped with flaming pitch soared across the square of blue sky above the courtyard and struck a watchtower. Flames sprouted from the wooden tower. It was her fault. She should have left Baybye Palace months ago. Ping tried to run out into the courtyard, but Ting Lan held her back. "It's too dangerous," the servant said, clinging to Ping's sleeve. An arrow ricocheted off the flagstone in front of them and bounced through the doorway. Ting Lan flinched. Ping yanked herself free and ran out into the courtyard. An arrow pierced the hem of her gown. "Please, madam," begged Ting Lan. "Come back inside." Ping ignored her. She flattened herself against the wall and crept around the edge of the courtyard. She didn't even glance at the wounded soldier as his companions dragged him into the shelter of the palace. She wasn't rushing to help them. She moved as fast as she could, inching crabwise along the wall, protected from the rain of arrows by the overhanging eaves. The flames were spreading. The roof of the dining hall had caught alight. Ping knew how quickly fire could spread through a wooden building. She wished she could see how the battle was progressing, but the only place where it was possible to see outside the palace was from the top of the walls. The shouts of the Duke's soldiers had woken Ping early that morning. She'd thought it was a dream until Ting Lan rushed in, tears streaming down her face, babbling about sentries dead on the ramparts. "Is it the barbarians?" Ping had asked. "No," Ting Lan had sobbed. "Imperial soldiers are attacking us." Ping didn't believe her, but frightened kitchen hands and ladies in waiting soon confirmed it. Imperial troops were attacking Baybye Palace. The Duke of Yarn had recently made peace with the Emperor's enemies, the Xiong Nu, who lived beyond the Great Wall. He had set up trade directly with them, making it easier and more profitable for the barbarians than trading with the Emperor. But that wasn't what had provoked the attack. Imperial spies had infiltrated the palace and informed the Emperor about the dragon living there that was bringing great good fortune to the Duke. An envoy had arrived 2 weeks earlier with a message saying that the dragon was an Imperial dragon and the Emperor wanted him back. The Duke had replied that he would not give up the dragon. Ping imagined the Emperor's fury when he received the reply. Imperial troops had attacked at first light. The fact that his sister, Princess Yang Xin, was married to the Duke and lived in the palace hadn't stopped the Emperor.